Okay, so okay, I want to discuss Makor Patish, and there's a the Rashi. Again, we discussed a little bit the top Rashi, the Rashi Makor Patish. So Rashi says Hamakor Patish gamu me'avas malachos subalaz pik shmefotis b'asa evmin asela la'acha shekotza v'asa evmin svivu mabdu min ahar ksas umabdu min ahar ksas. So he separates it a little bit off of the wall, saviv. Umavdil min ahar ksas, umaka padish, maka gadol of himisparekas and ofelas, vezehu gmar malacha shel chotzve even. So this is the gmar malacha of the quarrying, when you go ahead and knock it off the mountain. Vezehu ve kola gomer b'shabes, malacha tol is maka padish. When you gomer b'shabes, the malacha, when you do the malacha, you gomer the malacha, that is maka b'padish. Okay. We saw yesterday the Beis HaBechira. And the Meiri addresses the question of, why is it that when you're kosavos achas v'shlima la sefer, when you finish up the sefer, why is it that you are, what? That you are?
Why are you
chai for kosav and not chai for makav patish? Okay, it's one letter, so that's called a ksiva chashuva. Why not chai for makav patish? And the Meiri quotes an unbelievable yesod. And he says that if you look at makav patish and you explore makav patish, what emerges is makav patish is the malacha that you do, the thing that you do after the core object is complete already. You've done the core, and now, as we explained, finishing touches is what makav patish is, and that's what it's all about. Therefore, if you're still involved in writing of the book, that's not called makav patish, you're doing kosev. Once you finish the book, and now you do some kind of finishing touch, that would be makav patish. So kosavos achas, vishlimas ha-sefer, is not going to be the iser of makav patish. And this is also reflected, so he quotes other gemaras, when you go ahead and have that sweater that you make, a brand new sweater, and now you have these long threads, you pull off the thread, the sweater is finished. Now you have these long threads, the removing of the long threads, that's your makav patish. That is your finishing touches. Now, Rashi's not really talking about finishing touches. When you have, is the rock still attached to the mountain?
Yeah.
The rock is still attached to the mountain. When you separate from the rock, is that the finishing touch, or is that the malacha? Is that the finishing touch, or is that the malacha? That is the malacha. Now, you can't tell me that's the finishing touch. And therefore, according to Rashi, it could very well be, and we'll see this further, that Rashi says that the malacha of makav patish is not merely finishing touches, but when you do a complete action that represents the gemar hakli, not finishing touches, but the asiyas hakli, the gemar hakli, the making of the kli, that is makav patish. That is makav patish. So, for example, let's just take a look at one quick Gemara. The Gemara that you, that if you take a look at the Gemara, let's see. The Gemara HaPosek Beis HaTzava. Let's go to number 9. We'll start with number 9. We'll go a little backwards over here. So the Gemara HaPosek Beis HaTzava. So Daf Memches Amud Aleph. So the Gemara speaks about if you have a shirt. So back in the day when they made shirts, they actually, similar to our suit pockets. When you have a suit pocket, you buy a suit from the store, what does a suit pocket look like?
It's sewed up.
So they used to have the neck hole sewed up. So if on Shabbos HaPoseach Beis HaTzavor, you go ahead and open up, you tear open the neck hole, so says Rashi, HaPoseach Beis HaTzavor shel chaluk lechatchila, chayav chatos. You're chayav chatos. Why are you chayav chatos for opening up the neck hole? Rashi writes, Kamashvi le mane. Because what did you do? What does mashvi le mane mean? You made the kli. You were osek kli v'chai mishumaka patish v'havi gmar malacha. Because is this shirt functional before you open up the neck hole?
No.
It's not functional. What renders it functional? When you open it up. So rendering it functional, making the kli, that's what making the kli is, that's going to be chayev mishum makav patish. That's Rashi Shita, is when you're taking that which is not functional as a kli, and now you make it functional, this is not yet a usable brick, a usable stone. When you chop it off the mountain, it becomes a usable stone. That is makav patish. That is not the approach of the Chachmei Hadoros. According to the Chachmei Hadoros, what is the definition of makav patish? Give me the words. Finishing touches, meaning the kli's already what?
Done.
been finished.
The Kri is already done. It's already finished, and you are now doing the finishing touches. This view of the Chachmei Hadoros is perhaps most famously elucidated by the Yerayim in the Mordechai. And I want to do this in Sa'a with you. It's an unbelievable piece. And the Yerayim, again, tremendous Chiddush. And you look at the Gemaras, you look at what we've seen, there's no way you'd reach this conclusion, but the Yerayim has this tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. And it's based on the following. We have a Gemara later on in our daf where the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav, if a person is Ayel Shufta Bikupina Demara, he inserts the handle into the spade, and he makes a vessel in that fashion. So Rav says Yechai Mishum Bonus, Shmuel says Yechai Mishum Makabe Patish. And the Gemara, the Meiri, quotes a number of sugyas where Rav says Yechai Mishum Bonus. When you go ahead and you assemble a portable bed, some kind of portable crib, Yechai Mishum Bonus. Apparently, what does Rav hold when it comes to Binyan Bekalim? Ain't Binyan Bekalim. There's no Isser Binyan Bekalim. Binyan means buildings. Kalim does not equal binyan. That's why, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Rav holds yesh binyan b'kalim. That even though you might associate binyan with buildings, no. Binyan b'kalim applies. There is a din. If you construct the kli, that's called bonin. So when you go and make the spade, when you go and make the bed, that is considered to be binyan b'kalim. That is the premise. That's what Rav says. Rav says, hai man da ayah shuta b'kupini d'maras chai mishum bona. Apparently yesh binyan b'kalim. Comes along the Mordechai, and he asks the following kasha. We have a Gemara Maseches Beitza, which discusses stira. Are you allowed to fuel a fire on Yontif by taking kalim and throwing them into the fire? So the Gemara says you're allowed to do that. Says the Mordechai, apparently what do you see? That ein stira bekalim. What does stira mean?
Destroying.
There's no iser of destroying kalim. Apparently, that's why you can do it on Yontif. I know you can fuel a fire on Yontif, but you can even do so with kalim when it's going to cause the destruction of the kli. No problem of stira b'kalim. Rabbo said, what is the most intense form of stira you can imagine? Burning something. That's an intense, ain't stira g'dola mizu. It's totally annihilated. So that's going to be, that's the Gemara says that's mutter. And therefore, says the Mordechai, is simple. And who's the author of that Gemara, by the way? You can throw, that's Rav. And if ain't stira b'kalim, then the flip side is going to be also true. Ain binyan b'kalim, which is all throughout Shas. If you hold ain't stira b'kalim, ain't binyan b'kalim, etc. So now we have a contradiction. Comes along Rav on the one hand says, if you make the spade in our Gemara Haimanda, I'll ship to be kubita tomorrow. Or you make a mita, what's the halacha? Your chayav mishum bona. And now he's telling me ain't stira b'kalim, which means ain't binyan b'kalim. So we have a contradiction. Latinik! Shalom aleichem. How are you doing today? Baruch Hashem. So comes along Uperish Re'im. Who is the Re'im? Re'im is Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, one of the Bali Atosis, also known as the Baal HaYireim. And he says as follows. Wow. When Rav says, you're chayiv mishum bona, did he mean it? Did he mean it? Rav says, hi man, the ayah shufta bikupina demara. Rav says, chai mishum bona. Did he mean it? He didn't mean it. You know what he meant to say? He didn't mean you're chai mishum bona. He means adayin shayach bona. What does it mean, adayin shayach bona? You are still engaged in kli construction. Doesn't mean you're chayiv mishum bona, but you're engaged in kli construction. Are you chayiv for bona? No. No, why not? Because ain binyan b'kalim. But are you engaged in kli construction?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. If you're engaged in kli construction, then you cannot be Makkeh B'Patish. Why can't you be Makkeh B'Patish? Because Makkeh B'Patish only begins when what? When the kli is already formed. When the kli is already formulated. So, do you see what a radical chiddush this is? Do you see what an astounding chiddush this is? Because what does the Gemara say? Amarav, Yechai Mishum, Bona. You read that 99,000 times out of 99,001. What are you going to think? Yechai Mishum Bona. But what does it really mean, says the Urayim? Nah. It says, La'afuke Shmua. You're not Chai Mishum Makabe Patish. Why? Because you're engaged in Bona. Are you Chai for Bona? No, but you're engaged in Bona. If you're engaged in Bona, then you cannot be Chai of Mishum Makabe Patish. So according to Rav, comes out an amazing thing. If you're Bona Bekalim, what's the din? It's Mutter. Binyan Bekalim is absolutely mutter. It's not makapatish. It's not bona. It's not makapatish because it's quote unquote bona. But it's not bona because ain't binyan Bekalim. So the Yerem is exactly like who? Yerem is exactly like me. Yerem is exactly like me. No.
Why wouldn't he say you're chayav bona?
You're not chayav bona because ain't binyan be.
No, I'm saying why would Rav say chayav bona?
Probably did, but let's see what he said exactly. He says, "Ooh, hamesates mishumai mechayav." That's the Lashon Gemara, and Rav Omer mishum bona. Shmuel Amar Mishum Makapatish. And then it says, Ayel Shufta Bekubina Demara. Ayel Shufta Bekubina Demara. Rav Omar Mishum Bona. Shmuel Amar Mishum Makapatish. Doesn't say the word Chayev. Cute. So now that it doesn't say the word Chayev, you have a little more wiggle room. Again, it's not the simple reading of the Gemara. Don't get me wrong. This is not the simple Pshat of the Gemara. But the Ray, with his vision, now he did solve a problem. What's the problem that he solved? He styled the problem in Steer and Rav. He styled the problem in Steer and Rav. So if you're going to learn the Rav says Yechai Mishum Bona, then you're going to have to deal with the Steer and Rav, which we'll have to deal with when we get to Sugav Binyan Bekel. Okay, Yafe. Now, so how did the Yerayim understand the sugya of Haposek Beis Hatzav? How does the Yerayim understand the sugya of Haposek Beis Hatzav? Excuse me?
The malacha of the shirt was over. And then the thing about the Mepatish. It was already a shirt.
So one possibility is that you're chai mishum makabe patish. Why are you chai mishum makabe patish? Because what did you really do? Is this shirt finished or not?
Yeah.
It's finished. Okay, yeah, you do have to rip it open. But it's finished. So it's just like opening a package. It's just like, you know, taking off the tag. It's finished. That's called finishing touches. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, maybe not, who says Yechai Mishum Makabe Patish? Benjamin! Maybe Yechai for what? What other malacha might be relevant?
Korea.
Maybe Yechai Mishum?
We didn't specify Makabe
Patish. It did not. It says Yechai. Remember what the Rambam said? Remember we learned this a long time ago. But the Rambam says Yechai Mishum Korea, even though it's not Amenas. Lid for. Yafeh. Okay, that's another sugya under our belts. Take a look, please, at sugya. Let's see. I want to learn the Gemara on Daf Kuf. Check that. Which Gemara do I want to see? Ayin Hei Amud Beis. Again, this is a Gemara that is the Hemshech in the 7th Perek. And the Gemara has the following. I want to read this Gemara carefully. Hamesates Es Ha'Even Bishabis Chayev Mishum Makabe Bepatish. Yafeh. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Kisma. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Hatsar Tzura. Bakli. Vehaminafeach Bikli Zechuches. Chayev Mishum Makabe Bepatish. Rabosai. The din of Minafeach Bikli Zechuches. Who is that going to work better for? Rashi or Yireyim Chachmei Hadoros? Why do you say that? What are you doing when you're minafeach kli zechuches? You're building a kli. Says Rashi, when you're building a kli, you're chayav mishum makabe patish. Good. Very good. It's not chelik al chelik, it's makabe patish. Rabosai, how's the Yerayim going to learn this Gemara? Is this finished? It's not finishing touches. This is the making of the kli. If it's the making of the kli, it should not be Makai Patis, the Gemara says, Mefurish, it's Makai Patis. How is Yireim going to learn this Gemara? So, if you look at your Mar Makomos, I found a Ran. Look at the Ran on this Gemara. The Ran writes, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, Zal, Shela Achar Shenaase HaKli. After you make the Kli, Masve Panav. What do you do to the Kli? You smooth out the surface. Vihiba atzma ain't a malacha. That's not a malacha. Sharikvar nasa kli. Elo shagomer malacha. Umikan lomdu. Lechol darashu ba'atzmo. Ain't a malacha. Elo shal yodo. Nigmara lechaivo al gmar malacha. And then he gives an example. Kinofeach bekli zechuchis pam shnia. You know what we're talking about over here? I'm not a glass blower, so I don't know how it works. But you blow the glass, you got your nice glass. Do you have a kli?
Yes.
Yeah. According to Reim, is that Makai Patis? No, that's the Asiyas HaKli. What do you do next?
You bang it off.
You don't bang it. It's a glass kli. That's not going to do.
Stop.
When you do, I know what you're talking about. You're not wrong, but that's not what he's talking about. He says, then what you do is, he is. Then you blow it a second time. And Sha'al Yedei came. As a result of the second blow, Nigmeres HaMalacha. That's the Gemar HaMalacha. Do you have a kli beforehand?
Yes,
there's a finishing touch that you do when you're a glass blower, the second blow, and that is going to be the Malacha. So perhaps the Urayim is going to learn this sugi like who? Like the Ran. Yafet. Vaiter and Shas. Back to the Gemara Ayin Heim Beis. Then the Gemara says, Fine. Skip. Where are we? What am I looking for? Where's Rav Zera? Yeah, I'm Rav Zera. Where?
It's like 5 lines above the Mishnah.
Thank you very, very much. Five lines. Rabba Rav Zera. Now listen to this. Rabba Rav Zera de Amar Tavayu, Kol Midi de Isba, Gemar Malacha, Chayev Mishum Makai Bepatish. Could someone tell me what that line of the Gemara means? Ving.
Anything that there is within it finishing of the Malacha, you're Chayev Mishum Makai Bepatish.
Explain. Does every single thing have a Gemar Malacha?
No.
Sometimes when you create something, there is something called a finishing touch. And sometimes you don't have a finishing touch. When you finish a book, is there a finishing touch to the book?
Yeah.
What?
The last letter.
No, that's not the finishing touch.
The book.
That's the book.
Editing it.
The finding?
I say no. When it comes to a wool garment, is there a finishing touch?
Yeah.
Yes. When it comes to blowing glass, apparently?
Yeah,
there's a finishing touch. Not every malacha. So if you look at the language of Rav Zera, kol midi de isbe gmar malacha, some malacha, some activities have a gmar malacha, and others do not, and that is what he seems to be saying when it comes to Makai Bepatish. Can I look at one more sugi here? One more sugi, please. Let's see the following. Rabose, take a look, please, at Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. A very, very important Gemara, and we've seen echoes of this a little bit in the past. But if you look at Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Haiman de Ovid Chavisa." If you make a chavis, what's a chavis? A clay barrel. Your chayv sheva chatos tanura. Your chayv shmone chatos. So 7 for a chavis and 8 for a barrel. If you look at Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil Tanur, so Rashi at the end there writes, why is there no Makai Bepatish by the Chavis? Why is there no Makai Bepatish by the Chavis? What's the last thing you do when you make a Chavis? Is you put it in the Tanur. What does the Tanur do? What does the Tanner do?
It cooks it.
It hardens it. Is it a functioning kli before you put in the Tanner?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's wet. It's not going to maintain its shape. It's not a function kli. Once you put it in the tanner, then it becomes a functioning kli. Two questions. Number one. So why are you not chayv for makom patish? Because what? So Rashi gives you a chiddush. An interesting chiddush. What's the chiddush of Rashi? Rashi says, did you do the malacha by yourself? You're only chayv for makom patish if that's interesting. Do we find that by other malachos that you have to do it by yourself? Do we find it by other malachos you have to do it by yourself? Give me an example we know you don't do it by yourself. Bishul! You don't do bishul by yourself. You chayv mishum bishul. Let's say I'm saying that who says a malach has to be done by yourself? Who says a malach has to be done by yourself? Bishul doesn't have to be done by yourself. Bishul doesn't have to be done by yourself. Why is Rashi forced to say? According to Rashi, should you be chayv l'shitosei because of makom patish? The answer is yes, because that is the asiyas akli. For asiyas akli, we did makom patish. Why not chayv for makom patish? Because it's nigmar meila. Now, why is it that when it comes to makom patish, it must be done by you? It's not. There's a chiddush of Rashi that it must be done by you. Why is that the case? And if I may ask a few further questions, if I may ask. I forgot to put some stuff on the Marma Komos, but we'll get it in. We'll get it in. Where's Makom Patish in Hilchos Shabbos? Right. Listen to this. Hamafis shchin. When you make a lance in a boil, kedei laharchiv piyamaka. If you're doing it for what purpose? To increase the hole. Kederech shaharofim osim, like the doctors do. Shehein miskavnin berefuah. Their agenda is what? Is to heal. Hareza chavi shemaka patish. Shizu hi maleches harafua. So you have to do maka patish how? Exactly, exactly like what? Like the doctors do. Let's say you have a pimple. You do maka patish. You do it because you want to take out the pus. Putting pressure on you, you want to release the pus. Im hifisa lahotz menu halecha, if you lance it to take out the pus, what's the din? Mutter. Rabbi said, did you make the hole?
Yeah.
Did you do it exactly like the doctors did?
Yeah.
What's the din? Mutter. What do we normally call when you do it, you did the malacha, you did intended X, but why also happened? What do we normally call that? We call that a davar sheni. Miskavim psik, reisha, and what's the halacha? Yechayev. On Shabbos, yechayev. What does he say over here? If you did it with the right kavana, what the rofim do, then what's the din? Yechayev. If you did it to release pus, but exactly what the rofim do, but with a different agenda, what's the din? Okay. What happened to Psik? What happened to Psik Reisha? Can I tell you fancy razzle dazzle tesis? Fancy razzle dazzle tesis. There's a Sugi Maseches Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel quoted in the Rambam. Oh, listen to this before we get to the razzle dazzle tesis. Listen to this. Whoa. You have a garment. This is Rambam 10:18. You have a garment. It's black. What happens when you wear black garments? The dust becomes very visible. So the Rambam says if you have a black garment that's new and you want to get rid of the dust, so what do? You give it a shake Kederek sha'um ninosim, like the craftsmen do, you're chayiv a carbon chatos. For what? For what? For makav epatos. Wild. Wild. And then he says, but let's say you don't care. Let's say you are a slovenly dresser. And you don't care about the dust so much. You don't care about the dirt so much. Let's say you wear basketball sweatshirts all the time. You don't care so much. But nevertheless, you give it a shake. Would you wear it unshaked? Sure. But you give it a shake. So the Rambam says, you're only chayav im, if you're makpid. But in eno makpid, if you don't really care so much, it's mutter. Abosi, did anything change in your action? Did something change in your action? You did the same exact action. What changed?
Your mindset.
But did you do the same exact thing?
Yep.
Yeah. Mindset goes to what concept? Kavana das mindset. When it comes to makapadish, do we care about your mindset?
Yeah.
A lot. If you did it like the rofim, chayv. If you care about it, chayv. We care about your mindset a lot. One last example. You remember the Raz Das Gemara in Sukkah? We'll see it's Gemara inside in a couple of days. Sukkah Lamed Gimel. You have a hadas that has more berries than leaves. Is it kosher or is it pasul? It's pasul. So what do? On Yontif, you pull off the berries. Gemara says that's terrible. Because what did you just do? You kasher, and that's not kosher, it's not mechuba lekarka. You kasher the pasul hadas. Well, you know what that's called? That's fixing a kli. A halachic fix is a fix. Tikkun ma. So you're not allowed to pluck the grapes, the berries, on yontif to fix the hadas. Macha mepatish. So the Gemara says, liktan la'achila. So eat the berries. Eat the berries. So the Gemara says, and then it'll be okay. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean eat the berries? It's still a psik resha. What? It's a psik resha that, are you fixing the hadas? Good, so you have kavana to eat the berries, but you're fixing the hadas, davar shem iskam psik resha. So the Gemara says, b'de islay hoshana achrisi. You have another hadas. So since you have another hadas, do you need this hadas? No. So what do we call this hadas? I'll tell you what I might call it. I might call it a psik resha delo nichale. Delo nichale. That's how the Aruch learns the Gemara. Psik resha nichale. But if you look at Tosas, Sukkah daf lamed gimel, you know what the Tosas says? Ah, since you don't need this hadas, because you have what? Another makabe. It's not makabe patish. I ask you, why not? Did you fix the hadas? Did you fix the hadas? You fixed the hadas. If you fix the hadas, who cares? Let me ask a question. I have a chont for Shabbos. And Friday night I decide I'm going to make another chont. Is that mutter because I have a different chont waiting for me? It's not mutter. So good, I have another hadas. Oh, you have another hadas? This is not called Makabe Patish. What I'm trying to show you is, when it comes to every single malacha, there is an exemption called Davar Sheni Miskaven, and there's a new mechayev called Psik Resha. Is that true by Makabe Patish? Is Psik Resha a mechayev? The answer is no. In order to be chayev for Makabe Patish, what must you have? You must have kavana. Not only that, but in order to be chayav for psik resha for makabe patish, says Rashi, you must do so how?
Yourself
beyadayim. If it happens by itself, you're not vav makabe patish. Why is makabe patish such a groundbreaking malacha? Why is it different than all other malachas? Every other malacha, psik resha is chayiv, even if you didn't have kavana. Every other malacha does not require a ma'isa be'adam, even if it's nasa me'eleha. It's chayiv, not so psik resha. Why is not so makabe patish? Why is makabe patish different? Yes.
Even makabe patish.
Don't I don't like when you start an answer with maybe.
The malacha of makabe patish, the kavana is the malacha.
Why?
Because it's an unnecessary type of thing. It's extra. The thing's complete, and this is something that you want to do additionally that doesn't need to be done. So if you don't actually want to do it, then it's not the malacha.
Okay. Good. I'm going to just add a little bit. If I were to ask you, what is the tsura of meleches Zoreya? How do you do Zoreya? Answer.
Put seeds in the ground.
If I were to ask you, what is the tsura of Meleches Borer? Separate out the psoles from the ochel. If I were to ask you, what is the tsura of Meleches Bone? What would you tell me? You tell me 2 days ago, Shir. If I told you what's the tsura of Meleches Bishel, what are you going to tell me? You put food on a heat source, get it from uncooked to cooked, however you define that. That's the tsura. Now, both say, what is the tsura of Meleches Makre Patish? How do you violate Makre Patish? The answer is, it has no specific tsura. There is no specific tsura. Every single object, will manifest itself in a different way depending on what you're doing. There is no tsura. So says Binyamin, says Noah, what is going to render this into the thing called Meleches Makabe Patish? The answer is two things. Number one is Kavanas Hagavra. Something is not finishing touches. Something is not the formation of the Kli Makabe Patish unless that's my agenda. You cannot do Makabe Patish Memela. It has to be done affirmatively, overtly. It's the Kavana that lends this, the Tzura of Makabe Patish. I would take it a step further. Rashi's saying even more than that. Rashi's saying the Kavana is not enough in itself. You need also the Maisa Biyadayim. The Maisa Biyadayim, if it's just happening by itself, no, that's not called Makabe Patish. Makabe Patish requires as well a Maisa Biyadayim to lend it its Tzura. Rabosai, we will stop here. Sorry for my tardiness today.